Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. In our devotional today, the Scriptures tell us that the Lord Jesus has made the statement that He ever liveth to make intercession for us.
Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus made it all. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus made it all. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He
as the Scriptures tell us that the Lord Jesus is He that was dead but is alive forevermore, we ought to be greatly encouraged today. But I'm glad that when He arose from the dead, He didn't say, well, I want to just demonstrate my power to the world and that's that. No, He demonstrated His power and then now He intercedes for us. And not only that, but He works in our behalf in this day, the living God, the very present help, the very present God, is with us. He is in us. You know, there are many people who are famous for some deed that they've done, and there are many people who love these people and would follow them, but the ones who are doing the following are not known by the followers. The person or the ones who are being followed or do not know all of those who follow them. Well, the Lord knows us, and He is very much aware of us. You know, people have fans. You know, they have their baseball teams, their basketball teams, their golfers, their football teams, their automobile racers, race car drivers, and they say, "We did thus and so." But the truth of the matter is that the person who did the winning doesn't even know who that one is, doesn't know you. They don't feel your pain, but the Lord feels the pain. He is able, He suffers with us, He grieves with us, He comforts us. And the life we live can affect Him. Whereas those who follow these so-called famous people, you follow them and when you suffer, they don't know about it. But the Lord Jesus, He is able to hold us up because He knows. You see, the shepherd loves the sheep, and the shepherd is concerned about the sheep. That's what the Lord does. We need Him now that He has redeemed us. We need Him because we have little strength. We do not have a whole lot of strength, and our strength is no strength whatsoever against the old nature, against satanic forces. We cannot overcome sin. We can't put our sin away. We can put away certain deeds, but we can't cover sin. So we need Him. We need the Lord because of our strength. We need not wander away from Him, though we need Him. Once He has saved us, we don't say, "Well, now I've been saved, and so I can go off and just, be independent now." No, the one who has been saved knows now more the fact that he is to be dependent upon God, upon the Lord, to walk with Him. And we need never fear a loss of His love. He has engraven us upon the palms of His hands. He died for sinners. Christ died for sinners. Now, is there anything else that can be shown that will say that He loves you more than to give His life a ransom for sinners? Why, He has shown us that. So we need never doubt His love, for He cleansed us while we were deep in sin, far away from God, enemies of God. And now that He has made us a brand new creation and we desire to walk with Him, why, He's going to show Himself even stronger in our lives. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.